to Davin's Den, and we are back on the break. We're listening to Eric McMahon, comedian Eric McMahon, from his 2012 CD, Sad Happy. Very funny. Did a great job this Friday at Francesco's.
What about me? I did a great job.
You're here. I don't have to say he did a great job. You're here. You'll tell us all you think you did a great job.
Yes.
What's the matter? You look like you have something to say, Pip.
No, I was just, I'm sorry, I had that stunned look on my face.
Sheru
was telling, never mix Tylenol and drinking. And they've done some studies that it'll wreck your liver. And I'm like, I'm sitting here going, what about Advil, Sheru? And she's like, no, don't do that either. And I'm,
well, how much Tylenol and liquor are you going to have?
No, well, you're not supposed to mix the two of
have
them.
Have your Tylenol in moderation, Jeff.
It's just like alcohol and Advil, Midol or ibuprofen. I like to have all three as a cocktail. Mix can lead to the stomach bleeding and liver damage problems.
Isn't that sweet?
Why am I coming back to break and you're telling me this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just because they put it there doesn't mean we have to hear it here.
I know, but that's why I had the look on my face of...
Then you go, oh, nothing, just something in the chat.
Yeah.
That's what you used to do.
Oh, okay. Well, my liver is exploding. You just carry on. Move on.
I probably would. She's got liver all over the board. Joe, can you help get that up while I steer the ship? Stupid exploded all over the room again.
Sorry, I left a lobe over there.
That's why Helix is unprofessional. He just exploded during the show. It's either right before the show or during the show. Explode on your own time.
I tried to time it for the break, but you came back too soon.
Right. All right. So yeah, let's do some Scam Busters, shall we?
Okay.
Number to call in 845-986-8004. 845-986-8004. Joe's like, oh, you're really digging the song. Now I'm just handling
it. I know. I noticed you played it for a while.
Scam Busters! If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you going to call? Scam Busters!
All right. So before we get into our Ann Jackson, and you guys can weigh in now on your Mr. Davins if you want.
Okay. Yes, I will.
We'll reserve yours and Joe's guess.
Until they guess?
No. I don't care about that until we get to that part of the show.
Okay.
But they can weigh in because they always lag a little bit behind.
Yes, they do.
So you can write that down, and then we can announce that if they want.
Laggers.
Right.
Watch the language.
So a fan of the show sent me this about Apple. So this is his story about an Apple product. She goes, I had a message on my iPad, that said something to the fact that my iPad/iPhone was infected and needed to call Apple at the following 877 number.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to start.
Sure.
I called a day later, and an Indian-sounding fella asked my name. He said he could help me and asked me to hold on. He then came back online and said, in fact, he saw my iPad was infected, and he could help. There would be a one-time charge of $50. I asked him how he could see my iPad. He said he could see it from the phone number listed when I bought it. I haven't bought an iPad. Joe, you bought Apple products. Do you have to give them another phone number?
No, not really.
Not right. I told him a friend of mine bought the iPad, quote, used for me, and that Apple should know nothing about me.
Was that true, or did you just make that up on the fly?
Well, it's not happening to me. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing it's probably true, because why would you make that up?
Yeah.
So... He said he knew and recited my phone number back. I said anybody with caller ID, which is everybody, would know the number they were talking to.
Good That's point. Cool.
But he's thinking. Because a lot of times when you're in the moment, you're not
you're not
that analytical.
Critical.
Yeah, that's the word, critical. So you just kind of, oh, well, they must be legit.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not. What's my name? I asked him. He said, Walter. I said, last name. And the bastard hung up.
Really?
Because he got his foot caught in cow shit.
Yeah.
That's not very nice. I'm sure they could have built a month-long relationship based on this interaction. Walter continues, I guess too much work for $50. So he called a friend that knows computers, and this is what was explained to him. He said he's heard of it on iPhones, not iPads. Have you ever gotten this on your iPad?
No, I have not.
Sharky's clean.
We don't allow that shit.
Either way, he had me adjust a few settings and cookie stuff, and the message was gone.
Wow.
So you can actually get that way. But the message, but he said the message they put on the computer rendered it useless, and he could not use the internet at all. So they make you call the number, and if you don't have a computer friend, you're screwed.
Oh man!
And that happens on PC computers. If you go on a site or something, it's like internet has frozen your computer and everything.
Pops up. I get that pop up so many times. I get that pop up.
Because you're on porn sites.
Well.
No. Besides that,
that's not happening on Google.com.
That's not why.
But you know how to get rid of that, right?
How?
Control Alt Delete. Then you go into Task Manager,
right?
And it says and it'll say that the thing is running,
right?
And you just click End Task, and that gets rid of it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's for the FBI one. What did you just throw out the computer at that point? Well, fuck it. There's another one.
No, I just restart. I just restart the computer, but those guys are always coming back.
No, you call Brown Cotton. Ask for a little FBI help, do you, Joe? He says, send some monies.
He's real.
Brown copper.
but I mean, this would, like, you, when people think of their Apple products, they don't think this can happen to them.
Right.
No, because Apple's always had the reputation of never ever having that, being like, bug free.
Yeah, being impervious to this kind of infiltration. But it sounds like if it will stop your computer or stop your tablet, whatever it is that it's getting into.
You can't get on the internet. And you're panicking.
Yeah.
You got to go to the Apple store and your pants are down around your ankles. What are you going to do? I want service. Like, I bet you do.
How the hell did he know that?
No, but that would freak you out.
Yeah. If somebody walked into the Apple store with their pants around their ankles.
And you know what? Once you pay them that $50, she used to say they're not going to do that again.
Absolutely. Now they know they have one on the hook.
Exactly.
Another pop-up from Swingers Weekend. Comedy, too.
You're laughing at my pain.
Yes.
This is a show where everybody got blown away by his comedy. Yeah. Just keep staring at me. Go ahead. It's not dead air. It's not a problem.
I'm not saying a thing.
I think she took initiative to make that joke.
Thank you.
I think she takes a lot of initiative.
I try.
Not off hours when I need some initiative, but during... Yeah. So I guess we'll have your blog on time this week.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Why do you always say noon?
But that way I can post it.
Okay.
On noon in the middle of the day.
I know. Noon is usually when I start writing it.
Because that means do it before that.
It's like writing for the sheriff.
No, because you know what
I need it behind noon.
Because here's what happens. When I tell you guys to get me something and I don't give you a time, I get it at 8 o'clock at night. And I want it posted during that day.
Okay, but noon is when I take lunch.
Well, you know what? You have a couple days before then.
Ah.
Trust me. You're not Emily Dickinson.
Yes, I am.
Listen, I've read your blog. There's a lot of pain there, and it seems like it's all at the surface. It shouldn't be that hard, all right?
People will be reciting my poetry to one another at weddings for years to come.
Right. You know what? Just get online for your damn ham and cheese sandwich and harken back to how this offended you as a child. Blog done, all right? Really, I know the formula you're working out of at this point. There's not a lot of mystery. Ooh, a beach. This should be fun. No.
No. No.
I like the randomness of mine. I don't like valet parking. The next week, I tried to hang myself.
Midgets
upset me. Yeah.
Midgets upset me. What?
Pip was having a perfectly lovely day, and then something reminded her about her childhood when nobody would touch her.
Yeah.
And now we all have to read it.
I thought you were going to say, now we all have to touch her.
Well, only when you go to the haunted penitentiary.
I know. I begged them. I wore three of those little necklaces.
Touch me! Touch me! It's like a Mexican at a Ramones concert.
Come on, you ghouls, touch me!
All right. So I think we'll move on to some Ann Jackson.
Okay.
I guess before we get into that, you said you listened to last week's show.
The best part of the Ann Jackson thing was, fuck you! No, fuck you!
Yes, there was a lot of give and take between the...
God almighty!
Hold on, for the people that didn't... There was a lot of give and take between Ann and the FBI. They were having an intelligent conversation.
In the most mature way, yes.
Yes, it was like... No, when you guys... I mean, the things that you guys were saying back and forth, I was like, yes, that's what I was going to say. Like, yeah, was it like fifth grade all of a sudden?
Oh, absolutely.
No, I know you are, but when am I?
Absolutely.
But with curse words. You're a fuckhead. No, you're a fuckhead.
You are. You're a big dick. No, you are. It was hilarious.
So that was your big takeaway?
That was my takeaway.
No, that's not the first time we've seen him break down into juvenile.
And that's a good takeaway, because that's exactly what it was. He's not embellishing anything. No. We even said it here.
No, I know, but that was absurd. The thing. Yeah. It's just like, and after a conversation like that, do you really think that you're still talking to the FBI? Really?
She does.
After that whole
thing. You know, you're talking.
Up until then, you had
it. You know what? It's like, are you talking to a pizza delivery guy? Yeah. Are you talking to the FBI? Because it's like, fuck you. No. Yeah. No. Fuckest thou.
So you enjoyed the reading of it.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It was like the way you said, like, it was a scripture during a mass. You enjoyed the reading, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I loved the cadence.
Today's sermon, fuck you.
All right. So how many Mr. Davins do we have before we go on?
All right. Well, Sharu saying 5. Tom says 3. We know Tom is the arbiter of all things Davinston. Lisa says 3.
Except the actual show.
And so now...
I'm going to go for 3.
You're going
to I'm feeling 3 tonight.
Joseph.
I can help tell me some of the jokes you
right. Boy, I set
just
myself
feeling,
up for that, didn't I?
Just feeling you rather did. 3. I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say 6.
6?
Yep.
Jesus.
No, just 6.
Yeah.
I got to find that in the barrel song. I got to play that a lot more.
Roll out the barrel.
All right, so this is me writing to her. Anne, I really do not know how to make you understand this, but Brown, Meekum, who was supposed to be from the CID, George Meekum, Miller, soldier, Green, soldier, Jennifer, daughter of Green, soldier, etc., they are all scammers. Might even be the same person. I told you, I think your habit of CCing everybody on your emails is how they lured you in as you thought you were getting real help from American and international agencies. Remember, the basis of a lot of your anger is that the officials don't tell the truth about getting money back from victims and the cost. You claim they are liars. The fact is, the officials you spoke to are not real officials, but instead scammers, and they filled your head with lies. Keep in mind, there is no tangible proof they have fulfilled one promise or obligation made to you. Because they would say, well, we've arrested all these people for you.
Or they said that they announced, oh, we're going to go get those. We're going to go get them. It's like, the cops don't do that. They don't do that.
Let me give you a tip in case you're still in contact with them.
It's like, no.
Only their stories of what they did, yet no outside source like the media can confirm it. They have no official email address. Everything online about them is linked to scams. The phone numbers are linked to scams. My contact in the U.S. Army OPSEC looked at CID George Meekum, and he does not exist. You were the victim of a scam. You should be pleased that after many months of talking with you, I now believe you were a victim and not accomplice. Because remember, that was the whole purpose of this thing.
Yes.
I know it is little consolation, but it is what I think is the truth at this point. I do not understand how you got involved in the gold bar scam.
I know.
Why would you do that if you were trying to recover money from victims? How much money have you sent to these people in total?
Yeah, and if that picture that you sent us, I mean the letter that you showed us, mm-hmm. with the little horrible wavy pixelated photo of gold bars up in the upper right hand corner, if that's what she was going by,
maybe
boy.
It's a Goldberg scam. Maybe it's not a gold bar, it's a Goldberg. Maybe she thinks a Jew has ripped her off.
Goldberg scam!
Hi,
Miss Goldberg!
Hi, Davin.
He's not showing up!
Hi, Davin. Welcome on in the barrel. Sit on down.
No. Pip responded. I'm fine.
So there was
scam.
A rule. Was that the response rule?
Yeah,
you guess. If Pip rips on, if the bit stinks but Pip rips on it, it's good?
Pip has saved your ass enough, you know? Listen, Goldberg was not that bad. Goldberg scam was funny.
Yeah, it was a bagel scam.
No. Yes. Yes, Joe, I'm tying it into a sponsor.
I'll buy that.
All right, now settle down and enjoy your room in the barrel.
Mm.
Go paint a kitty cat on your face. Mr. Tavis!
Number one.
I am going to do unrest report to FBI. I don't know what an unrest report is.
Thank you, because that was my next question.
She's always telling... I've looked up what an unrest report is. Somebody's drinking too much and not getting proper rest before they do their
it's not there.
Yeah.
I also sent insult mails to so-called idiot Melvin many times. That's her thing, to insult them.
Idiot Melvin? Who's this?
Melvin Santos from the United Nations.
Oh, I forgot.
But she does what a lot of victims do. She gets in these shouting matches and insults them.
She thinks, and now they're going to help me.
Yeah. This is what I told you before. They must explain it very well for the case before asking the victims to pay for the fees. What they do is wrong. It seems to me that they just take the money from the victims and then run away, or they ask another a payment.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is. Well, that's what they do. Green's daughter cheated on me because I did not agree with her points. I did ask my neighbor about the issue. She told me it did happen to some victims here in Japan, and the government holds the money, and the victims must pay for the fees to deal with the case. She also paid for the fees asking for the lawyer to offer the certificate, frozen bank account. I dare say Jennifer Green is a fucking scammer.
Wait a minute. Her neighbor told her this?
Yes, her neighbor.
Her neighbor's a fucking scammer, too. When they know about this?
And unless her neighbor's like State Farm Insurance.
All of a sudden the neighbor is chiming in saying, oh, yes, Japan's holding on to a ton of money, and you have to pay fees to get it back.
Sounds like another victim to me.
Yeah, you have to pay money to get your money? What?
Mm.
What?
I'm just trying to find out about the gold bars.
Yeah.
That's what I'm listening for, if she mentions anything about that. That I'm the most concerned about, because that, I mean, what was she thinking? I mean, if she's going to sit there...
I'll tell you what she was thinking. I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking, she's greedy.
Yeah.
That's the only reason you get involved in that. Oh, I'm going to get some money.
Yeah, but you want to
smuggle out gold bars.
All right. But here you go. Oh, boo-hoo, I feel bad for her. The poor thing, she didn't know. But meanwhile, she's cutting the profit. Really? She's trying to cut a profit?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm really starting to switch sides.
Well, and what you said last week, Joe, about, and she's taken her students' money to do this with?
Well, yeah. We've established that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and from her job.
And right. From her job.
So it's like, good points. You know, now she's getting in deeper and deeper.
Yeah, because basically what I've been doing is I'm sitting here and I'm listening to the points about, which is usually the same points about the same people.
Yep.
I think she caught on, somebody's a scammer now. But the gold bar thing is a very key, right in this segment right now. The gold bar thing is a very key thing.
Mm-hmm.
Real authorities should help the victims, but not threaten the victims. That's very true.
You think?
They asked me to pay for the fees, and finally I was mad due to idiot payment. They are fucking idiot, and they are not pro. No. They are pros.
Oh, they're pros. It's not the way you think they are.
Exactly.
They're in a different business.
Yeah. you walked into the wrong store.
Yeah, right. You're looking for hats or in the glove store. And the glove salesmen are very fucking good.
Yes.
I do not understand why they do not reply to you. Even I did CC their mail address to you. Now that idiot Melvin keeps silent, and I did insult him as a scammer, cheater, as well as a criminal. They are shameful.
No wonder he hasn't gotten back.
Are they fucking human beings? Well, actually, she didn't say fucking. I did. Are they human beings? Yes.
Yes. Immoral. Greedy.
This scam destroys many victims' life, but they cheat on me. I am fucking mad. I am asking for taking responsibility. I'm sure they're high-fiving each other right now. They're clearly taking responsibility for this.
Yes. You got it the best. No, you did.
They are coward. Why are they hiding? Well, you see, because one kind of answers the other. Because they're cowards, which is why they hide.
Yes.
Brown Cotton said, you are a scammer.
I love that. You mentioned that last week, too. It's like, yeah, Davin's the bad guy. Yeah.
But why not tell you? That's a good point. Why not tell me I'm a scammer?
Why wouldn't he tell me?
Why wouldn't he tell me if he's the FBI?
Why wouldn't he be knocking on the door right now?
Yes, and say he's going to send his boys here to get me.
Yeah.
Heard that before.
Or, you know, why aren't the feds hustling us out of here?
The answer is, and that would be, I don't know where he's going to go with that, but if I would assume, so he's telling me that I'm a scammer, how come I'm not being let out of my house in cuffs?
Yeah, because it's like, it's not like you're not a person that they could find. You're an American. You're using your real name. And it's duh.
Unless you looked under my name and first name, Mister.
Oh, yes. No, yeah. Oh, like that. No. Yes. He's looking at hairdressers, did you say? Where's Mr. Davin?
Mr. Davin, did I do that?
He is fucking idiot FBI man. Shame on him. I want to CC this one to him to show his idiot behavior. Of course, Eric Bohr and Sarah.
The hell is he? She's an asshole. I want to CC. No, stupid. God damn.
I know.
They are.
I promised somebody I wouldn't be using that word, so I got to stop.
Oh, really? Is she a religious one?
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to work out well for you.
Stop it.
Are you going to become a born again?
No, I'm not stupid.
Yeah, somebody who has a watch in their future is now telling Joe. Listen, sister, I know you listen to this every day, but really, out of all Joe's bad habits, that's the one you want to wrangle? He's got a lot of them, which are going to lead to his demise quicker than that.
Are you listening to the drinking segment?
He's got a story for every myth, and you think God damn is the issue? Unless God is running a brewery, I think we have bigger fish to fry.
Well, if I say Jesus Christ or something like that, I won't stop.
Well, he can hear you.
I understand. But so can somebody else.
I like this. She's not even with you yet, and she's trying to change you. That's going to work out well. Does she not know the pit bull animal that you are?
Yes.
The only way you can be changed is someone say, hey, Joe, I got a feature spot for you. I need you to do this. That's the only way you can mold Joe's behavior.
I got a feature spot, but we need you to edit some stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I could cut that from the set. No, exactly. I'll do it. That was innuendo. It's innuendo, but I can allude to that and stuff. That's good, yeah. I'm not church clean yet.
Actually, that is sexy talk for you. Yeah. Hey, Joe, you want a feature? Yeah. Oh.
Unless your new girl is going to become a booker, she better not try to change you the way you act. It's impossible. why don't you take a long drive with stupid and see if you can get him to stop reading the signs on the side of the road. Start small, butt out of my radio show.
What kid who just learned how to read?
If you keep this up, no watch for you. And I know she listens because Joe told me. So you have to take this to heart. I'm supporting you. Clearly you have no issues that papers haven't been served. But whatevs. I'm not going to worry about that. But don't fuck with my show.
You just told her.
I certainly did.
Oops.
What, you're not going to date her now, too? What, you want a sexy text with her?
Hey, you know what? There might be
Joe can't get through. Pips on the other texting with her. Joe gets blown off.
There might be another one of those conventions coming around, and I went in.
The two of you get booked. I don't. Joe's new girl flies in to meet you guys there. And I'm just sitting there, God damn it, why did I get the gig?
Don't say that word, that's bad.
She's not sexy talking with me, I can say whatever I want. God damn, and Jesus Christ to all. Care? Really? We talk about terrible things on this show. That's what she's concerned about? Are you kidding me? That's like you just like got shot, like you have gunshot wounds, and she goes, you know you have a paper cut on your finger. We should probably put a Band-Aid on that.
It's like the oral sex that we talked about for the first third of the show is not an issue.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, there was blowjob jokes left and right, but she thinks that's just swell. Apparently, she doesn't know who your coworkers are, Joe.
No, she's a very sweet girl.
I'm sure she is, which means she has no business with you.
This diamond in the rough is going to stay in the rough, thank you.
I mean, seriously. I get it when you're hanging out with her.
Listen, women love projects. Right now, Joe has project written all
over.
Yeah,
I know.
Him.
I know. I'm looking at it. It says, this old yutz. I get it.
This old yutz!
I get it. I know.
The projects like the Stafford houses in the Bronx, like that kind of project.
I know.
Not that bad of a project.
Crack people hanging out on my feet. Hey, man, what's going on? He's a project.
Listen, I didn't mean public housing kind of project. Joe.
I understand that as far as eligible, not quite yet bastards go. Joe is the haunted penitentiary of Philly. I get that. But slow your roll, sister. We like decrepit Joe just the way he is.
Peeling paint and all.
We had to take back his sorry ass, and now we're going to keep him the way we want him.
We just got comfy.
Exactly. Things are just working the way they should. So mind your biz, sister.
No, she's that. Dumb.
What do I care? What, am I going to get a... Is she going to become my Facebook friend now, too? Is she going to call me up like the other one does, and I got to appease her, too? How many talks have I had with the one that's out the door, for Christ's sake? You know what? They should have hired me at the Swingers Convention. They should have hired me as a therapist. Because you know there's going to be hurt feelings by the end of that weekend.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they should have hired me for.
That's true.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of crying.
Back to our show.
Yes.
How come he wouldn't blow me?
No, you don't want to take a big inhale at that place.
No, that was a sniff, not an inhale.
Smell as ammonia.
Smells like tuna and the pool.
That's what you know. What you should do? You should put a mustache on and pretend you like the Chismop guy and find out who they hired. And while the guy's telling jokes, come through with the Chismop. Coming through. You know dogs are funny. Coming through. And they try to add some material in.
Joe, I would appreciate if you didn't do jizz references during your show.
Yeah.
Sorry, we have nothing to talk about now.
No Jesus, no jizz. Those are the only rules I have, Joe. I wish you would respect those. I like the fact that somebody who's prepared to commit adultery doesn't want him to say. Well, because that's what
we're
it
not,
is.
We're not doing that.
No, because you're not in the same proximity.
I know. Well, everything is good. Everything.
I understand that. But you can't be on a high and mighty when you break the Ten Commandments.
We're not thinking of doing that. All right.
Really?
Yes.
Can I check your Facebook? You're texting. Can we see your
Can we audit that?
There's a song. He's like, let me just delete everything.
Everything is fine.
I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's hunky-dory.
Yes.
Erase as the show.
Just so the record states, Joe is not talking to me after his set on Friday night. No. Usually he's hanging out with me. I barely saw him. Once he was done eating and doing his set, he was out sitting there. His fingers were flying a mile a minute. I don't know what he was doing.
Please specify that there was a phone involved.
There was a phone involved, but he wasn't texting. He wasn't trying to get more gigs, let's put it that way. Listen, you want to be on a high, you want to be on your high and mighty, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be in a glass house, I'm bringing fucking boulders.
Never complained about the show.
But she complained about you saying goddamn, and you just retracted your goddamn.
All right, so I said goddamn. Now I'm under peer pressure.
You're blaming us?
Yes.
We didn't tell you to fuck up your marriage.
Never mind.
Let's move.
I remember that conversation. You guys were smoking. You're like, you should really fuck this up. Yeah. You're not taking the cat. Why don't you ruin it?
No. Definitely go for the divorce. Definitely. Yeah.
You don't deserve to sleep with canned goods. You deserve better, Joe.
Fuck my God. Can you imagine? Yeah, because advice, bad friends.
Oh, last week I was sleeping with paperwork. I had like a ton of paperwork on the bed.
Yeah, it's called divorce papers. Open your eyes. What do you think? It's a receipt from Pathmark? You're lucky she wasn't grabbing your stupid passed out hand and signing it for you.
Yeah, right. I would have signed it for you.
Yeah, but her thing said, and he leaves me everything.
No, that's like that. No,
and blood from paper cuts.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Anyway. Back to our show.
We're still doing a show.
Never.
I will explain all later. No,
that wasn't for us.
Yeah.
I noticed by the dreamy look in his eye as he was talking.
Like
to
I said last week, I like the fact that she makes him happy.
Yes, good.
That's a good thing.
Good.
Don't fuck with my show. If those things can work on different planes, I'm very supportive. If not, I will destroy you.
No,
honestly, nice. After this last 20 minutes of diatribe, I think that message is received.
Have you seen how happy I've been?
I know.
Yes, but your happiness is not more important than our show.
All right. Right.
I like that she makes you happy. Right. I like that she's a diversion for you.
Yes,
all good,
good
things. All right. Don't try to change you.
Yes, sir.
I feel Billy Joel coming on. Go ahead.
Do you want him changed? Do you want him less ornery?
Right.
Not if it's going to ruin the show.
I'm going to slow. I'll explain it all later. All right, but anyway.
Him being a prick is what his role is. There's a million nice people I know.
I need a bastard.
Yes.
Yeah, next thing, Bulldog McIvy, soft-spoken.
No, that shit.
I'd be like, puppies and kittens.
And Joe's America, there is no goddamn.
Yeah.
He's a saint and a sweetie.
That's right. I'm a lamb chop. super choke good. See, I'm a prick.
You're gonna show tunes.
What is that? That little dance.
I'm a prick dance.
I'm a prick, and he went out with jazz hands.
I'm a prick.
Who's a prick? He's a prick. He's gonna stick and kick that prick. Joe's the biggest prick in the world.
That's right. He's a prick. He's a prick. In December, he's a nick. He's got a pay bill.
9 years, his dick has not got the leg. He's a prick. He's a prick. We can make this a musical.
Yeah. Take that on the road.
I'm sweating. All right. Too much almost comedy. She continues.
Okay.
Your country's heroes, Miller and Green, I'm fucking mad at them, and I do hope they will get killed. Shame on them.
Oh, that's awful.
Wow.
I will expose that fucking Miller. He cannot hide. I will text him everywhere.
Oh, well, that was way harsh.
Now, I think Joe's the expert on texting anywhere.
I'll text anywhere.
But here's the problem with this. She still believes that they're soldiers. And this is what I talk about. They, because of these scammers, you get these foreign women, and domestic women, too, that actually think it's our soldiers doing this.
Yes. No. That's the worst
part. Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah. That's the worst part, that she still doesn't get it.
Damage control.
Really focus on the show, stupid. It's almost over.
You can do damage control.
You got a little more to explain it.
Doesn't really explain. Never mind.
Explain.
I don't like Gavin either. I'm going to go on my own. Dick Eldorado come out again.
That GD Gavin.
Governors is waiting for me. It's okay, Snookums. You're still my favorite, the cyber girlfriend.
Oh man, no. What's really scary about her is that she doesn't understand that they're really not military people, and so she's still.
She blames them. They're incompetent, but they're not incompetent. They're very good at what they do as scammers.
Yes.
And she's seeing them. But I want to find out about the gold. I need to know about the gold.
Yeah.
So I respond to her. I go, and they do not respond to me because they can't fulfill one very simple request. Respond to me with an official government email address.
Right.
They can't do that because they are scammers. The military emails end in .mil, and the FBI's ends in .gov. They can't fake this, unlike so many things they faked. They had you in a reload scam and an advanced fee scam. I can't make you see that they were never who they claimed to be. I think when time passes, you will see this.
Yeah.
Sounds like solid advice.
It sounds very reasonable, and you would hope she would take it.
Here it comes.
Like a lamb waiting on the injured gazelle. Like a lion. Ugh, it would have been funny.
No, not a lion. That, because I'm like, here it comes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm like, you're like the lion.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's taking it under advisement, and she's going to come back with some reasonable, you know, explanation of, oh, you know, you're right, Davin.
Mr. Devin,
Numero dos.
I will be busy from the coming week. I got one more job, and I am thinking of my new career in the future. I must study and learn something new for this. So I hope there is hope for the victim soon. I need to go to bed because I must work hard tomorrow. Keep in touch. I do hate people who do not take responsibility. That's where we end.
What?
She wrote that?
Yeah.
She hates people that don't take responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
She should be responsible. That she should come to the terms that these people aren't real, and she's leading other people on to the fact that they are real. And
she sees it.
Dripping in irony that last.
And I want to know about the gold. I mean, this gold has me intrigued.
There's gold in them dark scams.
Now, Pip, was my imagination? She kind of sidestepped the gold.
Yeah, she did.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah,
but she sidestepped it.
No, I'm not saying we're going to get there. I'm saying she did not address it.
But yeah, she did.
That concerns me because that should
be
a big
concern. She sidesteps a lot of things.
Yeah, she does. She attacks the things that interest her at the moment.
Yeah,
like you can say
she's scattered.
You can lay out. Yeah, but we've seen that over and over again. You can lay out five different points in your email, and she'll number three is the one that she's interested in. So she'll hone in on that and then go off on tangents from there. But.
It's hard to wrangle her.
But you know what? In her state of mind, she could rationalize, if she is on the gold thing, she might be doing the gold trading to make money to finance this whole...
Well, it's another scam, Joe. It's a gold scam.
Yeah, but she might be doing it to finance...
Listen, I have less sympathy for the people that get taken on the lottery scams. And like, let me give you $1 million of my inheritance type scam. Because those are pure greed.
Yeah.
That's a money grab. I have less sympathy for you. The romance scams, you know, they fell in love with somebody. I get
that. Yeah, no, that is going deep, and that is playing on people's emotions and their vulnerabilities and on their kinder nature and robbing them of, you know, their kinder nature in the long run. I think that the... you know, people who are greedy and they only want to hear what a free lunch and a big pile of gold bullion, woohoo! You know, then they get what they're asking for by thinking that any of that is really true. But these poor people that are led down the path. And you know, they're going literally to the heart of the matter. They're ripping these people's hearts out. That's
right.
So
now,
cruel.
Now in the whole interest of her being in love, you know, her being hurt, not thinking rationally, by she's being led by her heart. Did she suddenly get a case of the woohoos over a money grab?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Well, she claims it's never been about love for her.
It's never
even like her original scam, it was a business deal. But the guy that allegedly got killed, it was never love, according to her.
Yeah, but wasn't she the one who supposedly fell in love with Miller?
She's denied that.
She doesn't?
Well, she denied it.
Yeah, but would we ever hear the truth out of her?
Just telling you what she's done.
Yeah, I know.
You know, a lot of things, it's, you know, like I said, with all this stuff, it's very interesting. It goes both ways and swings back and forth. Now,
something I won't be doing in a few weeks. Going both ways and swinging back and forth.
Front huddle. Huddle.
You gave me the stink eye.
I didn't give you the stink eye because I didn't get it at first.
I know.
It wasn't a stink eye, like, huh? Yeah. A stink eye was like, ugh, but this wasn't a yuck. No, it wasn't yuck. I'm like, yeah, it was
I
a
got highbrow swinging.
That was a what? Not a yuck. Right. Right.
Okay. Go on if you
My partner here has made a solid point. Yeah, that's right. All right, don't push
smartest
it. All right, don't go a bridge too far, all right? Don't push it, sis, all right?
Oh, I feel bad. I didn't mean to upset
you. Yeah, you got
to
go through it. All right.
That's the next Joe move.
No, she just went too far with the other.
All right, I'm going to move on.
Yes.
We'll do, should we go visit Belinda?
Sure.
Yes.
Sure. Always and forever. All right, so last week,
<That was good.
laughs> I spoke to Mavis, Dick Eldorado's ex.
Right, yes.
Yes, you did.
And I told her that she was the reason that Dick Eldorado, and I was not very sympathetic to her. She kind of turned the tables and said, you know what, I don't think Dick Eldorado committed suicide. I think he was knocked off by the organized crime he was after. So what say you?
That was awesome.
Big fan of Mavis, are you?
No, but I was a big fan of finding out that she swallowed all the bullshit that Dick Eldorado was shoveling
out. You know,
they
have to show me and go, Joe, I think you got to tone it back a little bit. Nobody's going to believe this.
Oh, my God, I know. And I was thinking that, too. I was like, oh, this stuff is so bizarre. Nobody's going to believe the leeches in the cast. And she's pulling that stuff out as Exhibit A.
And the funny thing is what amazed me is that she knew all of it. It was the letter that I – and was scary was the last letter I wrote her. You got to remember something. This was the end of – that was January – that was 2011 going into 2012. On the real side, in my personal life, you guys knew what I was going through. So a lot of and I mean, I was at one of the lowest places in my life at that time. So I'm pouring this on at her, and life was kind of imitating art. So now when she's reading it back, in 2014, I'm looking and going, wow, holy cow. And also the detail of the letter and stuff like that. And also when I was doing the clips, last week's clips, the last week's show, Davin made a point in the clips that I was working on. You know, he's really got it because it was a show that we did. It was during a hurricane when I wasn't here.
Okay.
And you were reading Dick Eldorado stuff.
Okay.
I wasn't doing the read.
Oh, yeah.
November 6, 2012.
All right, November 6, 2000. So I couldn't get off the island.
Right.
And you were doing my reads, and Davin has commented to you. He goes, did he write that? He's got to really tone that down. I got to talk to him when he gets back up here.
Yeah.
But however, with that in mind, she bought it and was referring back to it.
How happy were you when I had a ring ting tong wah?
That
I was laughing my ass off, but it was just fascinating.
I think you came. People have remarked how happy you seemed.
No, it did sound like you came.
Because but the thing about it,
cat, get away from the chair.
But it was just astonishing.
Whose chair is that?
But you know, it's astonishing that you write this stuff and you don't know, you don't know the people that retain this or hold on to the records of it.
No.
And also,
when it's something like that that's timeless, how could you not hold on to it?
But the second part of it was when, like I said, when you did the read and he's going, you know, he's got to take it. I got to talk to him when he comes back up here. But she bought it, and she read it back verbatim.
And she
was making a fact of it.
She believed every one of the bizarre characters that you threw in.
Hook, line, and sinker.
And she's like, well, it could be this character. I'm like, I forgot he brought that up.
Yeah.
I forgot about all these stupid
Vito
things.
Vito Calazza. And like
yeah,
I said,
the
you know, the Dr. Wawing Chow is just like this goofy thing I remembered. She bought it. Johnny Carstairs is actually a detective character I made up, which was the basis of a Rotgut song, Johnny Carstairs Private Dick. And Vito Calzada is a mobster. Calzada is Italian for bullshit. So this is all shit that I, you know, developed into this story, and she bought it hook, line, and sinker. And there was a point where, you know, we were going, all right, look, dude, you got to calm down. But she bought it read it back like she was on the wit, like it was like being read back on, like a court reporter.
Well,
reads
that just
it back.
Shows the advantage scam baiters have over scammers.
Yeah.
Because they really cannot believe somebody would be so full of crap.
No.
They take it as real. They really think they're that good and we're that dumb.
Yes, they do. They do. Yes, that's a really good point, is that they think that, you know what, this Yahoo, I've got him on the hook. And it's like, you know, but she's like, oh, he was such a nice man. It's like, then why were you trying to take his money?
And the thing about it is that the people that they know that weave people in emotionally,
mm-hmm.
where people will tell them everything.
Yeah.
And sometimes what people tell them is kind of, you know, crazy. So
yep.
I figured that. So going in with all this stuff, it's something that they probably hear where people lay down their emotions, where I could go to town and have a ball with this stuff and see how much they buy. And when she shoots it back like it's a deposition on a witness stand, well, his cat, Mr. Whiskers, floated by and I lit her by, you know, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This is too funny.
I know. It was really amazing listening back to that and hearing her buy all of that, but also try to turn her and be like, no, he wasn't that into me. He hardly ever wrote to me, Davin. So it's not me. I think that somebody else killed him, and I'm going to watch, and there will be evidence that will show that the bad guys got him out. It had nothing to do with me.
Yeah, now look, let's add something to this. Basically, it's a character I created. I'm having fun. I'm being a moron, blah, blah. All right, that aside,
and
you know so much about it. What about people that really write to them about serious stuff? That stuff is legit and real that they can refer back to, and they know.
Well, it's an email.
So much.
If it's in an email, and I put this on the Davin's Den Daily Scam Baiting Tip this week, if it's an email, it's a lot easier to go back to because they created an email account just for you.
Right.
And now, if you do the instant chat or the text or the Skyping, they don't have those records.
But the thing that's scary about that is that you think, and sometimes when we catch them, we've commented that they're sloppy on detail.
Yep.
They're sloppy on detail. You know, and then,
Mavis was good on the details. Much less of a body of work, though.
But, hear me out. Sometimes, you know, they're good with it, but sometimes they're sloppy with it. Mm-hmm. It was just a wake-up call how detail-oriented they are to just verbatim. And I don't care if it's on email or not. It's still something that they have a record of,
you know,
that they can go back to.
Well, they have a show to do, too.
But
look at this, Joe. I noticed then, and I'm noticing this evening, how stunned and sort of thrown you were hearing your own words when you were at a low emotional state.
It was.
Being said back to you, and you're like, it was bringing up emotion for you. It was putting you right back in that time period. But wait, this is the thing. Now, you knew you were goofing, and you made up a character on this, this woman, and you knew that you weren't all in. What if you were, and then she's bringing back all this powerful emotion and parroting back to you the things that you said that when you were vulnerable? How powerful a tool that is to use.
And that's an amazing thing. That's my point. When I wrote it, like I said, I was in a very low emotional state, personally. But I did write it in character as Dick Alderano.
Yes.
And you're absolutely right, because if I was real.
Yes.
And I was in an emotional state, real, and she brought that back. That is a powerful thing. And when you caught me listening to the show last week, that kind of put me aback for the fact that, my God, what if this was real?
Yeah.
What if this was
and
real?
And remember, you used to mock me for getting involved in everything. And there was actually more elements of my real life in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you got to, and I've discussed this with you. Yes, I did mock you until I started writing Mavis's Dick Alderano. And when I got into that period, late 2011, beginning of 2011, going into 2012, okay, where I started to get, you're right, 2012 going into 2013.
I know your life.
2012 going into 13, where I was at one of the lowest points in my life, and that was scary, because that, you know, you're, you know, all your emotions are down, so.
All right. So shall we proceed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was May 17th is the last time I spoke to Belinda. Remember? And by the way, I scared the shit out of Mavis. She was worried I was going to kill her again, which is always fun.
That's true.
But with Belinda, I was suicidal, and I was going to go to the bank and get my gun, which she should remember.
Yeah, you'd think.
But she said, I'm going to go get some fish and Kenki. Catch you later.
Yeah.
But that and that's what I'm saying before, where she could just say that, not knowing the backstory. But meanwhile, the other one just read mine verbatim.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They could be sloppy, or they could be damn scary honest.
I got Belinda's husband at this point.
Well, you got somebody set, but that's what I'm saying. They can be sloppy, or they could be damn good.
Right. So she writes back to me on the 20th, 3 days after I'm suicidal.
Nice.
How you doing?
Pretty hard, guys.
What's up?
She asked me how I am. I go, alone but breathing. How about you?
No.
It's good for two.
I'm sorry. That was
alone but breathing.
It is. No, I was just. I'm sorry, but you know, I just went. You know, it's just such a sort of a sad sack thing to say to somebody. I'm alone but breathing. It's like, oh God, I want to dive in.
Oh,
this.
Hang up the phone. Let the scammers
get
you.
But I'm feeling guilty for Dick Eldorado's death and Mr. Whiskers.
True.
This is a hardship on me. My family, my personal life's breaking up, and everything. There's a lot of things on me.
Yes.
I'm having a tough time.
Right.
She goes, same here, which is kind of weird. I go, how was your fish? She goes, it was okay. How is your temper now?
Wow.
I go, my temper? She goes, you were really upset the last time we spoke. I go, I was.
Oh, I don't know. My friend died.
Yeah, exactly.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Both true.
Stupid. The story.
Jack and me.
Funny.
I go, I was. I am. You said you would be back. You did not come back. Sad face.
Yes.
She goes, I know. I wanted you to cool more, so I didn't have enough airtime. I go, I needed you. You had enough airtime to tell Mavis. She goes, I had to save to ask her why she did that to Richard. She goes, she said all she knew was that something might be wrong with Richard. So Belinda goes, she said you thought he was not well and that it wasn't her fault. I go, I'm planning on taking... she goes, I'm sorry, Belinda continues. I'm planning on taking some extra measure. I'm planning on taking some extreme measure, but I want you to know before I do anything.
She says this?
Belinda says this.
Really? I wonder what she's going to do.
Yeah, I know.
I go, well, you say my dear Mavis's bad fortune and bad decisions and lying will be your savior at the end. Well, I go, well, you see, my dear, Mavis's bad fortune and bad decisions and lying will be your savior at the end. Now, remember, last week I told Mavis. Because my dear Belinda wants a job in fashion.
Yes.
And Mavis has a sewing job. I go, here's what you need to do. You need to get her a job sewing with you, and then we can Skype.
I know, you're putting everybody to work there.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a good play.
Yeah. And have the job by noon.
Exactly. I go, what's the extreme measure? She goes, you called me Mavis? I go, no, I forgot a comma. Then I wrote, well, you see, my dear, comma, Mavis. I had to write it out for stupid. Really, I'm getting killed on punctuation here. I go, I was calling you my dear and referring to Mavis. She goes, okay. I go, what is your extreme measure? And then I will tell you what I have done for you. You go first. She goes, okay. Anybody want to guess what this extreme measure is?
Let's see. I would say calling in a hitman.
To take care of Mavis?
Oh, to take care, yeah.
Well, no, but this is Belinda's extreme measure. Belinda's saying, I'm going to an extreme measure.
I don't even know what she's going to an extreme measure about.
I wouldn't, because I'm thinking back at the relationship, how they deal with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, why would she cut them off? They're working together.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, they're presenting themselves as legit friends. But they were friends, and then they're not friends. Let's look at it in two ways, okay? Let's look at it as if this was all real. They were friends, but they said they're not friends. And all right, what's the deal there? Let's look at it to it as they're scammers. Why would she cut her off, you know, when they're working together?
Right.
So it's, you know, you're looking for an answer. Me personally, I don't have one because I don't know. I'm looking at the variables. I can't come up with anything.
She goes, I'm planning on selling my phone because it's the most valuable and sellable thing I have right now, which can also help me offset my debt. I go, isn't that Rita's phone? Because remember, that's her roommate. She used to say it's her roommate's
phone. That's right.
She goes, nope, she sent hers when she left. I go, you said she gave you her phone to use. She goes, yeah, that was when she was here. But now I have my own.
I go, how did you get your wrong? You were looking for money for the thing.
Uh-huh.
I go, you leave out so many of life's occurrences when we talk.
Uh-huh.
Well, the point is moot. It will be unnecessary. First, I should tell you, I almost feel bad for Mavis. I understand in your society men run things and the women are little more than second-class citizen. Pawns in a lot of ways. The thing that makes it all the more sad is that so many of Ghana's young men are lazy cowards who would rather steal and use their women as chattel than to actually be industrious and work.
Stop right there.
I'm stopping right there.
God, that's funny.
I got a NORAD now.
You know it's a woman. You know it's the wife. You know she's had enough.
No, this is the man. I'm talking to the husband. I'm telling the husband exactly what I think of Ghanaian men.
Now, that's the husband?
This is the husband.
He thinks he's talking to the husband.
You think you're talking to the husband?
I'm pretty sure I'm not.
But why? But it sounds like a woman venting.
No, this is me to her. This is me.
It sounds like a woman venting. No, it's Davin talking.
You want me to
now.
Read it again? This is me to him. Her. It. Belinda. Me to Belinda. Listen again.
All right.
Yeah.
You leave out, now I'm responding to the phone thing. You leave out so many of life's occurrences when we talk. Like, you'd think she would tell me she got a phone.
Right.
Well, the point is moot. It will be unnecessary. First, I should tell you, I almost feel bad for Mavis. This is me talking. I understand in your society, men run things, and the women are little more than second-class citizens. Pawns in a lot of ways. And this is all true.
Yeah.
The thing that makes it all the more sad is that so many of Ghana's young men are lazy cowards who would rather steal and use their women as chattel than to actually be industrious and work. God forbid they actually try and use their brains for good instead of fraud. It is really sad for the women and children of Ghana that such a large population of their young men are pussies. Excuse my language.
Wow.
All right. So, okay. Okay.
Now he's gonna blow up.
However, you're either rattling her. If it's a har, you're.
It's a guy.
Yeah.
It's a dude.
Oh yeah, he's rattling his cage.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm completely telling what I think.
Well, it's an eloquent way of saying fuck you.
Oh yeah.
Well, I feel bad for you and Mavis because these men, which you now are such pussies.
Like I said, it's an eloquent way of saying fuck you.
And he can't blow up at me, you would think.
He can't go.
Oh, good. What's he going to say?
About it. You're a fucking pussy.
You sit here and write this that. Shit.
Yeah. Do you like the move?
Yes.
Oh, Joe?
Yeah, I do. I like it because basically, like I said, it's an eloquent way of saying fuck you. And, you know,
and it doesn't give up the ghost that I know.
Not at all. No, because you're trying to commiserate as if she was a woman.
Exactly.
And meanwhile, you know, he's a prick. It's almost, think about, like, the band No Doubt. Okay, the band No Doubt, the girl, the bass player.
I did not foresee them coming into this bit.
The bass player dated Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, Tony.
Yeah, okay. Gwen broke up with Tony and wrote all these songs about breaking up with him and what an asshole he was. And he had to sit there and play bass going, he was an asshole, he was a and he had to sit there and take it.
Yes, he got
a record contract.
He was like, yeah. Just remember my advance while she's calling you out.
He could give a shit less. He's a bastard. You know?
Yep.
The price of relevance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Price of fame.
Well, you said somebody in there, Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa said, oh, Navin hits the nail on the head. Yeah. And then she goes, she's a hermaphrodite. Yeah.
Okay. And Belinda goes, Belinda goes, and where am I supposed to see this Mavis for all you have said to materialize? I go, you know how to reach her. That is for you to work out. If she is smart, maybe she gets out untouched. Maybe we save us and your life looks a lot better. If she is not, the Mavis will not be our concern and you can sell your phone and never speak with me again. She goes, I know you're trying to help, but I don't her help. I think I manage on my own. I have been doing so for some time now and I think I will grow through this one too, but thanks anyway.
What?
She doesn't want Mavis's help.
Okay.
I go, you ask me for help every step of the way. I provide it and you turn away from me? She goes, I'm not turning away from you, but I don't like this option you have given me. I would rather manage on my own if that's the only option
I have.
Because she's
looking for money. You're trying to put a work fair together.
You're trying to put a job fair together.
Yeah, a job fair. You're trying to put a job fair together. I don't want to work for Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Yeah. You ever notice they're always there?
But I'm getting her her a job in her industry, which is what she said she wanted.
Right, but she wants cashola. She doesn't want a job.
If you look back to November of 2012, I don't hope we don't play that.
Yeah.
I was like listening back to the old clips, like, God, because she gave me a hard press in 2012
yeah.
for money and everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it was
yeah.
like 700. I got her down to 400. I'm like, no, we need to
You wouldn't
hurricane.
Even get that because you wanted to give it to the church.
Yeah. I was trying to help hurricane victims and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Wiggly Worm.
He was trying to tell her, I'm a great guy. She's like, really, are you? I'm trying to give me the money.
Yeah, show me the money.
She's like, you should turn to Christ, but first send me the money.
Yeah.
Salvation can win.
He goes, at first he wants to talk. He goes, I want to talk to the priest first to consult with him. He's like, why are you taking that step? I need to just put the money in the
Here's the collection plate.
Funny, it should be at Western Union.
Yes.
Papa. I go, honey, you are helping Mavis by letting her get you a job and giving you a little money for Skype, which you can pay back after you start getting paid from the sewing company. If she fails to help you, then her fate is sealed, as are others. I mean, the decision is yours, but you can really help her, and she can really help you. That is friendship. Heck, if you want, you can even start a life without me, if that is what you want. But at least you got something for 10 months of your life.
Wow.
Spun that bullshit, didn't I?
Sure did.
I like that heck. Nice job, Ron Howard.
I know.
I was just trying to appease your lady listening, all right? A year ago, I knew there was going to be issues with language.
Gee whiz, Belinda.
Gee willikers.
Willikers.
And Joe's special friend, too. She goes, I understand, but I don't want her help. I would rather borrow some money from my sisters and ask her for than ask her for money. I don't want anything to do with her. I will manage on my own. I go. Then her fate is sealed.
Oh.
I am not sad by that. I go, so what of me? Do you no longer want me in your life either? At least she knows what is coming. I doubt her loved ones like Michael will. I think that was her brother, Mickey Michael. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, well. Not our problem. I respect your wishes in this matter.
Wow.
They're cold.
then you have sealed her fate.
You sealed her fate.
To her.
Yeah, I know.
You sealed her fate. You know, she's making me such a waitress.
She goes, thank you for understanding.
Have a nice day.
Another, Mavis is expendable too,
but here's the thing. We could laugh at this. If this was real and you had an emotional, you know, a really emotional stake in this,
you'd be
scared so devastated, right, you know?
This bitch I've been talking to for 10 months is cold.
Yes.
You just poured your hat on. I mean, think about it.
Yep.
We're laughing at this because we know it's bullshit. As we set it up as a good, we're torturing them and stuff. But the person that it's real and they lay down their life and it's devastating.
No, you know what? It is terrible to find out somebody that you think that you love, you esteem, you see their true colors and see that they're like a pretty selfish, evil human being.
We call that the Curry House on Sunday.
I did have a situation like that with an ex-friend. I was like, what? That's what you're about? It was just like, so.
All right, but let's be serious. I mean, this is somewhat consistent of them over the 10 months.
Yeah.
When push comes to shove, a lot of times there's not much depth to their feeling.
No. Oh, no. They're just like, okay.
I mean, they were, you know, when Dick El Dorado died, get over it.
Yeah.
Walk it off, stupid.
Yep.
But what about all that talk with Belinda, where you were going, you know, I think that she really likes me. I think, you know, you talk about not much depth, Dad, but there was a lot of depth there. Matter of fact, it was sucking you in.
Right. Well, but it's been all over the place in this relationship. You can actually tell if you go back to 2012 when we started, you can tell there's different writers.
Yes.
And now we just now realize, since of the phone
There's
call...
There's a
had,
brand new one.
No, since the phone call, that a lot of times this may have been the husband I was talking to.
Yeah, right. And then it's like cut and dry and cold.
And then maybe they passed her off to me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Have some fun, whatever, get the money out of him. You guys connected, that's nice. Go along, have some fun, I got other people to scam.
Right.
And then...
Well, it's like, oh, you're spending...
Yeah, maybe it got slow.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's like a regular day job. We get slow. The boss comes in. All right, what are we working on today?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to grab this. I'll handle this. Blah, blah, blah. And now, you know, now it's the boss. You don't even know it's the boss. Sometimes the boss doesn't have, like, common sense and finagling things like you usually do all day in and day out.
Yeah.
You know, and it's... You know, it's
like, jam the printer all the time.
Yeah. I'll handle it. No, don't handle it. Look, I just worked 3 months trying to get this order of work on here. You're going to mark them up another five. We're going to lose the whole goddamn thing. You know,
I'm
stay
just
away.
Finessing this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, so I go, so what of me? Is our relationship beyond repair? Do you no longer wish to start a life with me? She goes, our relationship is not beyond repair. Oh. I will try very hard to get a phone to chat with you constantly so we keep it going. I go, that's good. Honey, why won't you let Mavis help you? You want to sew? She can make that happen. At least maybe something could happen. At least something good could happen from Richard's death.
Yeah.
We can make a quilt. A quilt. Jesus Christ. You know, Dick Eldorado was very special to me, and now he's just a quilt.
It's better than you were going to get. She goes, just don't know. Just don't want anything to do with her. But for a loan, I will manage on my own. Apparently, like, all right, we got to get Mavis out of this because this girl's freaking out. She's afraid.
Yeah.
We got to get her away from this situation. We got to write Mavis out of this script.
Right. She's like, no, I want to. Yeah, I want
to. Because, you know, Mavis came back to the home office completely freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not the first time.
Right.
You know. That would be a good time to go off.
Right. Like I said, when everything hit the hen. When everything hit the fan, yeah, you knew there was a phone call. There was a frantic phone call somewhere.
Oh yeah,
yeah, because you knew it was another person.
He died.
Yeah, so we'll agree that you know Belinda and the husband are together, but you know that Mavis is not. All right,
yeah.
There was a phone call going. Holy smokes, we got problems.
Yeah.
You know, and now they're trying to do the, you know, they figured, all right, let's go in, hold his hand, pity pat his head, and then what we'll do is we'll start to move our way ourselves away from it.
Yep.
That's what they're doing
So she wants to be on her own. I go, I guess that's admirable. I just figure she has caused you and Richard such harm, it would be the Christian thing to do to help her do good, even if it was not by her choice. Bringing back the religion thing.
Yeah.
But I will not press it with her. I no longer have any reason to speak with her, so that is a plus for me. I go, I will resume writing porn to try and expedite some financial stability.
There's a boy.
All right.
There's a boy. Get right back on the horse. Or the whore.
I go, will you want to write with me again? Those were some of our best times, smiley face.
Oh, please, please, please.
She goes, are we writing to sell or for fun? I go, to sell, hopefully, sweetheart. My debts were paid off by somebody to my old company, so I can write for them again. Remember, I couldn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I knew you were in dire straits, so I resigned myself to re-entering porn. I do not like it. It is a bad way of life, but I loved you so much and felt your stress so much, I agreed to do it. I don't think you've ever comprehended just how much I love you and Kasia.
Wow.
I go, I mentioned this to you when I was in Florida. She goes, yeah, I remember, but do you know how long this will take? Because I will be out of this apartment by the end of the month.
Do you know how long this is going to... I got a casserole in the oven, and I'm going to have to do my hair. So how long is this going to take? What the hell's that? How long is this going to take?
You know, I'm hurt by that, and this is all bullshit. This is all fantasy we cooked up, and I'm hurt by that line.
I know.
Really? Really?
Really?
Really? This is everything... After everything we've been through, after everything, Dick Eldorado passing away and helping each other. Really?
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 Yeah.
You know?
How long is this
Well, these
take?
Are the people that told me to get over it when my friend was dead.
I know. And it was their fault.
Yes.
Yeah.
I go, honey, I don't know. Porn is art.
Okay.
I'm doing this for you.
I feel like that we should be framed.
And somebody walks in, like a message of the home.
Yeah.
Porn is art, not family, friends. Live, love, laugh.
No, porn
is art.
Porn is art.
Put that over the mantle.
Live, laugh, love, yeah, porn is art.
I'm deep. No, seriously, I am.
Yeah, you put it.
Suspicious stains.
Right. I just put it like the live, laugh, love, or like or the dove, or the eagle, and then porn is art.
Art.
Boy, that would be like, what the fuck?
Suspicious milky white stains splashed across it.
I go, I'm doing this for you. Maybe you should let Mavis help so Kasia does not have to leave her home. We're adults. We sacrifice for those we love. She goes, I know, but I'd rather borrow from family or something than to collect anything from her. No disrespect. This girl, this character, when ever presented with options unless it's the money.
Yep.
If you were in a real relationship, I guess you would either send the money, but I would think if I was in that relationship, you know what, fuck a bitch. If it's not that important to you, then don't worry, you know? If you can't be bothered to get off your black ass and work, then the stereotypes are true, and I can't help you.
Oh, God. No, but...
No! That was wrong, Joe. You hear what she said?
What'd she say?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Five points from Gryffindor.
We can make racial comments, but no taking the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah,
we can't
say Jesus Christ. Don't say Jesus Christ.
And Latter-day Saints.
Look, I drove up the thruway with a big Hashem loves me sign in my face. So
that's the Jewish guy. He's the guy with the long black beard in Paris.
And a big heart shape. I have never seen one of these stickers on a car before, and I was just like fascinated staring at it. So I can say God all I want.
Because we're thinking about something.
She goes, okay, well, I'm sure your family will come through for you. Hopefully we will sell some porn and people will buy the movie, and then you will have your first porn check in your hand. Would you like that?
Boy, you are a creep. You're as bad as they are.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you know what? Who's your daddy? All you gotta do is just be nice to one of my friends, and I'll take care of you.
She goes, I will like anything that can pay for my apartment. Well, first of all, by the end of the month, before I lose it.
By the end of the month before
I... And we're on the 20th. And by the way, we've already established she won't do anything.
No.
She'll do one thing. She'll go to Western Union and get the money.
Take a job? No.
Which is where their story falls apart.
Yeah, and it's like, how... You know what? Bitch, if you're so good at sewing, where are my damn red socks already?
Yeah. And here we got you a job sewing. I will not take a job with that scamptress. You're a fucking liar.
Hey, sweatshop.
But even they're sitting there going, we're not going to do that.
You pretended to be a Mexican Puerto Rican. Now you're a Ghanaian. Obviously, morals, not your strength.
No.
All right, so she wants to be in before. She's going to lose the apartment in a month. The clock is ticking.
Yeah, it's like, it sounds like that stupid pressure kind of thing. Like, you know, act now. There are 10 left.
Well, they're good at that. They're not for
1-800, buy socks. Or we only have 10 left.
I go, well, we can't write, sell, cast, direct, and have people buy a movie in 10 days, honey. It just doesn't work that way. She goes, then what are we supposed to do now? I go, do you want me to have a lawyer call your landlord? Dick Eldorado rides again. She goes, and what is your lawyer going to do in this case? I don't think so. I go, try to negotiate more time and say 10 days notice is unfair. Maybe get you lower rent. How come you ask for help, I offer it, and then you never want it?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm owing the man from the last 3 months, and he wants his money by the end of the month. Even though he's going to throw me out, I don't think it's unfair.
Lisa says, yank that chain, Devin. It's all about the money. She's unbelievable. It's just like no.
Their story's falling apart.
Oh yeah.
I mean they are playing every card, and I'll like keep on turning. Go no. Here's another option. Yeah. No.
How come I offer you things and you don't want any of them?
Which I didn't remember, but it happened in November too of 2012. Mm-hmm. Same type of thing.
But I think you're starting to bring them in because basically a couple of weeks ago they had no patience, no time, as every one word answer. Now, you know, you turn them into a job fair and you're doing this and all this other shit.
Now he comes home and Belinda, the girl, goes, see? I told
you. You think it was easy? You think you could just turn this around?
You try to have pet sex with him. I dare you. You're going to. He's that good.
You won't. All of a sudden, you'll feel ashamed and you'll wake up in the morning crying, but you will have the pet sex.
We should have a new character, Bug Mavis. Because when the estate was settled for Dick Eldorado, Dick's brother Troy is back.
Troy Eldorado.
Joe Curry will be adding douchebaggy names to the story.
Troy Eldorado is a cool name.
Nobody Troy is cool.
Yeah, Troy's a cool name. Right. It wasn't the 60s, but Eldorado in the 60s. Yeah, Troy Eldorado is a cool name. That's his brother.
All right, Bobby El Camino. Can I move on?
Yes.
Never. I go, it is your decision. I have offered you several options. You are a grown woman, so I will respect your decision either way. However, I do believe you can never, ever say to me, I do not try and help you. I think I have shown repeatedly how much I love you and value us. Don't you agree? She goes, I agree, even though none of your options has ever helped me.
Oh, no, no.
No, he, she didn't.
No, he, she didn't.
Well, you've been a pest about some things.
No. Davin has thrown all kinds of ideas at this person, even if they're fake ideas for a fake person, but he's trying to navigate
this. Yeah, but you gotta understand, they just want money.
This is supposed to be under the pretense of it's not about the money, Joe. It's supposed to be under the pretense of a relationship.
It isn't, it's not. I mean, they're trying to get money out of you. Come on, just send us the money. Oh, well, why don't you try this? No, why don't you just put the, an envelope and send it out?
No, this was, every idea you've thrown at me, none of them have been any good. That was the "you're a failure" gauntlet.
She Joanne'd
down.
Me.
No,
she just Joanne'd the hell out.
None of them's any good because
get the kinky and fish. Get the kinky. Find the kinky and fish. Find the kinky and fish.
Get them a house. Get them a
Yeah, no, that was
and
bad.
That's such an unfair statement because she's never done a freaking thing.
No, yeah, it was so unfair. It's like I'm pissed off because
this is why bitches get slapped with cocks. It's those type of statements we go, really, bitch? Boom, have a penis across the face. No, that's why it happens.
No, because
if there's ever a reason to cock slap somebody, that's the reason.
No, the reason to do it is because you're a very, very naughty girl and you're a bad sub. You need to get a cock slap in the face.
Well, all right, let's look at the whole situation. It's the guy talking to you now, right? He's playing hardball again.
Yeah.
Your whole thing is that you got to look at the context of both ways this is. As somebody in love to this, it's a cold and cruel way. You have helped. As the scammer, look, we just want money. God, he keeps on coming back with job offers and stuff like that. Just send us the money, stupid.
But your job is to play the character and keep me believing, so eventually I do send the money.
Yeah.
If you act like a bitch and saying that there's no money, if you act like a lazy see you next Tuesday, then why would I ever want to help you?
But in the same token, I'm a scammer. I'm at work. I shouldn't have to go at lunch and fill out a job application keep the damn story going.
Well, you're not a very good scammer because I keep on coming up with new ways to fuck you. Yeah.
it's just like this person, if fake Davin were a real person and was trying to help, except for sending the money, was trying to help in every rack in his brain, going, okay, we'll write porn together, and then when it's sold, that'll make you some money. In the meantime, you can sew. Yeah, you know, your girl can hook you up with a sewing job. That's what you want to do.
He's maddening.
Because he's always got an answer. But the thing is, whoever is behind Belinda, is just like the fucking girlfriend that comes crying to you about, oh, my boyfriend did this, that, and the other thing, and then leave him.
She's a gold digger.
Next day.
This scammer is a gold digger.
But the thing about it is, 3 weeks ago, they essentially told you to go to hell. You come back. I mean, you did a great move of killing off Dick Alderada, because you ever notice if you ever fight with somebody, or you're not friends. A lot of times when somebody passes away,
yeah,
feud you might have with a family member, feud you might have with a friend or whatever, mm-hmm. is like, what do you want? You know, so and so died, man.
Right.
You got to be shitting me. No,
right, dude. Right.
You know, and you go to the funeral and you go, you know, so you hug. Yeah. And stuff, know that stuff I said, man. And, you want to go out for a drink? We'll hash it. So in that context of that, you know, this whole thing, he kind of softened up. He picked the perfect time to do that because it's softened. Well, I'm leaving. If you don't like it, you know, Dick Alderada was dead. Now you got him on the defensive, you know. You do have a small window of opportunity, which you're doing right now, to bring up the whole dialogue of the jobs and all this, like, you know.
Yeah.
So I go, you do not allow me to help you. I will never force you to do something you do not wish. I am a loving partner, not a tyrant. She goes, okay, I understand. I go, good. As a show of good faith, that we are now both willing to fight for our love, will you please let me be your Facebook friend?
Oh, no! God, and it's the argument that will not die!
I go, you have strangers to you on there by your own admission. Surely I'm worth more than that to you now.
You know what he's like? He's like the paper boy. And what was that movie, Better Off Dead? I want my $2. You know that movie. You have to know that movie. That was your generation. You don't know that movie?
I don't know.
And don't call us old, because that was like your wheelhouse, too, dude.
John Cusack was in it? He was in all those movies.
I think so.
Yeah.
Of course he was.
It's just the kid.
Is that the one where he holds the stereo?
No.
I
want my $2.
I want my $2. Yeah.
It always keeps coming back.
Yeah. And that's what
you think it's dead. It rises back up.
It's a good point.
It is.
She goes, does that mean you think you were not worth anything to me then? I go, to be honest, at times recently, I did not know. It is something so small, but it means so much to me. And really, it would in real life.
Now, the only reason you're getting away with this nonsense is the whole Dick Eldorado death. You know that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I do not, because you pulled that 3 weeks ago? Hello?
It was laid down that things were going to end immediately. That's what everybody thought.
And right, but what I'm saying is at that point, at that point, you could not pull the whole damned Facebook thing. Because it would be like, whatever, goodbye. But because you pulled the Dick Eldorado dying card, that's a brilliant move, because now you still have that little, they're trying to pity pat you on the back about now. It's going to last too much longer, but, not for nothing, they're doing it right now.
He has the dead friend sympathy window.
The dead friend sympathy window, which the clock is ticking on that, I can tell you that right now, by the tone of his voice.
Yeah, according to him, a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
I go, so to be honest, the times recently I did not know. It is something so small, but it means so much. She goes, gotta go.
That happened quicker than we thought. Next sentence.
Kasha hasn't come back from school yet. I'm worried. Want to see what's wrong in school. I go. She goes, see you later. Bye. I go, okay. Give Kasha a hug for me. Bye. She goes, okay. I go, I love you, Belinda. She goes, love you too.
Oh.
You know he hated typing that.
Yeah, he's like,
he wouldn't say it to me before the phone call.
Yeah, but now he's all feeling a wishy-washy about you. I mean, lovey-dovey about you.
Yep, yep. So what do you think?
That was quite a turnaround. Now you're back in the I love you area.
I had to initialize.
Well, I don't know how long you're going to be there. That wasn't a very sympathetic "I love you." I love you.
No, so this guy, I don't get too
comfy. Yeah, don't get too comfy, because you're going to be back in the up Schitt's Creek next week.
But here's the thing with scammers: they really have no answers when you have other options for money.
Nope,
they don't.
Nope. It's just dodge and weave.
If you were in a real relationship, why would you want to be with somebody that wouldn't want to help themselves at all?
You wouldn't.
It's just such an undesirable characteristic.
But that's what I'm saying is that...
Unless you feel the need, I have to take care of you. And then you would have sent the money long ago.
Right. But that's what I'm saying is that every woman has the girlfriend who wants to come and bitch about a relationship, and you here's the tissues, here's the Ben and Jerry, and you listen to them for hours and hours, and you give them solid advice, and they always go back to the slob, and it's the same problem next week, sniffle, sniffle, and it's like, look, we've been talking about this bastard for 2 years, you never listen to my advice, I'm sick of talking about him! You know, it's like, you can do this for a while with a good friend, but it's like, after a while, it's like, and let me just... actually write out a chart so I can say them in a row when you call and not have to have any original thought. You get really sick of that friend. You know? I'm done. So done.
What's the matter, Joe? Getting a text from the home office?
No.
Are you done yet?
Does she appreciate the last 5 minutes where we didn't take the Lord's name in vain?
Yeah, she wants me to kick your butt.
Really not worried. I'll run up a hill. You'll be done.
Run up a hill.
That stupid wheezing down there. I stopped smoking 2 weeks ago.
No, 3 weeks ago. It'll be 3 weeks tomorrow.
All right. It's going to take longer than that to get you healthy.
Probably. I think I'm starting to get that laryngitis again.
Well, it takes a while to clear out.
You've been talking for 3 hours.
That's true.
Yeah.
This can't be good for that.
I understand.
he shan't be kicking my butt.
Right. But I think, I think the patience level is good. You're going to have problems,
You're going to have problems. I've been on the ropes for a while. Let's be honest about
this. Lisa's very disappointed at that forced I love you.
That wasn't a good I love you.
That wasn't.
See, that is them. That was a whole sequence of... just doing a bullshit job of consoling you.
Yeah, they're not on their A game.
No.
Slow down. You're saying they're not on their A game. You got to understand something, okay? They've had enough of you. They haven't really gotten a dime out of you, and now you're out of the game. They actually pretty much got rid of you. You come back with the Dick Eldorado thing. You finger Mavis. Now you got.
Wait a second.
Now. Wait, are we writing the porno already?
Joe Perry girl, did you hear what he just said? I most certainly did.
I didn't mean it that way. No.
Are we writing the porno already?
No. But what I'm saying is, now you kill off Dick Eldorado, you're pointing the finger at Mavis, they have to get her on the phone, bring her back in.
Calm her down.
Calm her down. held your hand and then, you know, and try to get rid of you again. All right. Now, as they're trying to console you, you're bringing up, I'm not a Facebook friend. I think you should go to a job fair. Maybe you want to work for Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Why don't we make a quilt together? And they're like, you've got to be kidding me. We got rid of this guy. Now I got to hold it. Well, we got to go now. Well, will you call back? Yeah, we'll call back. I love you. Yeah, I love you too. All right. Yeah, and get rid of, and that's where we are right now in reality world with this.
Here's the thing, then we got to get out of here. It's like, I forget about the stuff we've done with them and the way the conversations went when she was Agnes and everything. But because of the scammer clips, I'm like, oh my God. In November 2012, they were giving me the hard push real time for money.
Oh, yeah.
I wriggled out of that and kept all this going. I'm like, how did I do that? Because I'm like, listen, the clips, I don't remember the stories. I'm not like Sheree and Trucker Tom who have this memory. Like, they
but
know
a lot,
how it's going to
but
turn
a lot
out
of the stuff, and a lot of stuff doing the clips, and like I said, I sit with them more than anybody else because I got to do the editing. It's like, I listened to the whole stories where there was compassion, there was this, there was, well, reasonable doubt. Also, like I said, I'm going to say it again with that whole thing about Mavis reading everything back for verbatim, believing everything. I did the clip the clip last week was him telling you, when he gets back to the show, I got to have a talk with him because he's going too far with this stuff.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, she bought every damn thing, hook, line, and sinker, and read it back like it was a deposition in court.
I know.
To her, it was.
I can't.
She was a court lawyer.
I get. Yeah, right.
I just like the fact that she's so scared of me.
I know. She's because like, oh, my God, he's going to call
because the whole
guys.
The whole Sakawa thing and the whole, you know, getting back with,
like,
the, with the vengeance,
man,
the hitmen and stuff like that.
They probably do that stuff.
They do.
Good.
They do. So she shit her pants when you were saying all that last week.
We got to get out of here. Here's a message to all you scammers out there listening.
In scammer land.
You never know who's on the other end of the computer. You might not want to try to scam us.
Yeah, really.
Yep. All right. Let's thank some people.
Yes.
We'll do a show again next week.
Okay.
Family Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Or check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Ciancarelli might even call your house like he did mine. Cooks
he might call in the middle of your show,
sure.
Too.
Yes, he's trying to fax.
When he's not cooking, he's calling.
He's a busy man, that Frank.
And the food is good. The food's really good on Friday, man. It was really good.
It's always great there.
You know what? Prank calling always gives chefs that extra oomph that
yes.
they need.
Certain je ne sais quoi.
And the shows pepper? Are go. I'm sorry, the shows are so good. He's calling to book more on air, so you can tell how good the shows are. You can tell how good the place is.
Absolutely. True. Chef owner Frank Ciancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Here's what you need to know about Francesco's, really. I mean, the food is slamming there. I mean, they got a great professional staff of waiters. They got a private party room where we even do the comedy shows, or you could rent it out for your own event. It's good stuff. I've never had a bad meal at Francesco's. And all you got to do is go to 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, or call them up 973-925-1100, 973-925-1100. Their website is francescos-restaurant.com. You will not have a bad meal there. Our next comedy show is November 14th, starring Dennis Ross.
Mm.
So, and the last show sold out very quickly.
Yeah,
but you know what? Really good food, and the comedy shows are good. I mean, I went there just as an observer. They're great.
Like the United Nations, like the nuclear program.
Like a show with a helmet and a binoculars. I'm just sitting. I'm observing.
I was
very funny.
I was sitting behind a potted plant.
Yeah,
yes.
Very funny, hysterical. Ha ha.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York, brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. I actually had one this morning with cream cheese. Yum.
God damn it, good.
Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Except if you freeze a Goldberg's bagel, which I did. It's still good then.
You could do that.
I did. It was yummy. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Maybe if I had more low-fat choices, the swingers would have hired me. Who knows? Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. Perfect to cater a swingers event. They offer some unique daily specials, like the zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket, smothered in homemade gravy. If you're at the swingers, you're not going to be smothered in gravy.
You can eat a zombie while you're watching The Walking Dead.
That's a good meal for a trip to Rhode Island.
Sure. or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square Cornish corned beef Russian dressing and sauerkraut. Now you can mix the Russians and the Germans. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event, party, or cater. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. during the week, 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue, Chester, New York. Or give them a call at 845-469-8505. 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davinson, you get 10% off. Size Pudding Productions. Holidays are coming up. You need somebody to entertain for your corporate event. We got comedians. We got musicians. You can do murder mysteries. We got Santa Claus. Give us a call. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. SizePuddingProductions.com. Joe, where are you going to be?
I will be tomorrow night. I'll be at Dangerfields. I got a 1035 spot, so if you're in the city, pop on by on First Avenue. Thursday, I will be down at my home club in Jersey, Uncle Vinny's, 520 Arnold Avenue, 9 o'clock show. Dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN for tickets and information. Friday, I'll be in East Haven, Connecticut for a fundraiser for the Foxton Fire Department, actually, Foxton, Connecticut Fire Department. You'll see that posted on my website, and Joe Curry Nation and my Joe Curry Facebook page. Saturday, I will be with Davin. We'll be doing that show with Davin at what did I write?
Here? I'll handle it, Joe.
All right, you can finish that.
Thank you, Joe.
We're doing that show with Davin.
Yeah, as Joe was saying, we're going to be together in Red Hook, New York, helping raise money for Food Pantry. For tickets, call 845-876-6488, 845-876-6488.
It'll be a good show.
Yeah, it's going to be a fundraiser. Joe and I are together. Another Louis, what's his last name?
Ramey?
No, it's a Latino name. He's on the show, too.
Maybe you can bring some cans and put them in your own bed.
Sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, Saturday, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy at Casa Bianca in Oak Ridge, New Jersey. For tickets, call 973-697-9704, 973-697-9704. Always a good time there.
Also, one more plug. Race Odyssey is playing. I can't make the gig, but I was at rehearsal last night. The band sounds fantastic. Race Odyssey will be playing at Revolution Music Hall Saturday night in Amityville. So if you're in on the island and you hear some kick-ass tunes, come on, go down and see the boys, and I'll be rejoining them the next gig.
All right, guys. Well, thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.
Nighty night.